special day in the calendar, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Yachol Me Rosh Chodesh. We had last Shabbos, Parshas HaChodesh, that was this Maftir reading. We had the first of the Sefer Torah, which was Parshas Vayakel Pekudei. We had Rosh Chodesh Nisan right before Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's when Kar Yisrael received many of the mitzvahs that were told about, Kiddush HaChodesh being the first one, followed by Inyanim of Karban Pesach, Matzah, and so on, Chametz, Issa Chametz. And then we have a year later, which was what we read in the first of the Sefer Torah, in other words, the Hakamas HaMishkan. Hakamas HaMishkan took place B'Shana HaShenis, right? We're talking about after all of the 40 days Moshe Rabbeinu was in the mountain, finally comes down with the second Luchos on Yom Kippur, they begin to build the Mishkan, and finally on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Hukam HaMishkan. This day, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos Pei Zayin, was a special day of status. It was Natal Eser Ataros. It received distinctions in many ways. It was a day of firsts. And that's Parsha Shmini. We're going to read after Pesach Parsha Shmini. That is the day of Yom HaShmini, Hakamas HaMishkan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the day that we are right now. The 7 days prior were the Shivat Yemei HaMiluyim. That were preparatory days. Aaron HaKohen and his children, they were not serving yet. They were just the Bailim of the Karbanos that were brought. They were stationed in Pesach Ol Moed. They put their hands on the Karbanos, the Samachu. Moshe Rabbeinu did all the Avoda of the Kohen Gadol for those 7 days, and on Yom HaShemini, Aaron HaKohen steps in to serve as Kohen Gadol. That's when the Shekhinah finally comes and rests on the Mishkan. The Gemara, later in Gittin Daf Samach, also focuses on this same Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that comes on Mishkan. Gemara quotes a memra of Rabbi Levi, very bottom of the Amar Daf Samach. The Amar Rabbi Levi, Shmona Parshios, Nemru B'Yom Shehukam Bo HaMishkan. There was 8 sections of Torah that was stated, that were given over on that day of Hakamas HaMishkan, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the second year. Elu Hein, and he goes on and lists them. Parshas Kohanim, that's Yibarechecha, Birchas Kohanim, Parshas Levi'im, that's in Baloscha, Parshas Temeim, it's Machokis, Rashi Tosis, what it means, which Parsha, Parshas Shiluach Temeim, Parshas Achrimos, Parshas Shtuya Yayin, that means after Misas Nadav and Aviyu, we have Hashem speaks to Aaron, Yain v'Shecha al Teisht, Parshas Neros, Parshas Paraduma. Those are the 8 parshios that were Nemru on Yom HaKomas HaMishkan Rosh Chodesh Nisan. This week we read Parshas Vayikra. Starting, beginning of Vayikra, Vayikra El Moshe, Hashem communicates Me'olam Moed, starts talking about the various halachas of karbanos, Adam Kiyakim became Karban Lashem, starting off with Ola, Olas Nedava, Olas Behema, Bakar Tzon, Olas Ha'of. We go on in Vayikra. We have now the Mincha, the various types of Menachos. Then it goes on to Karban Shulamim, different animals that he can bring the Shulamim for, and the details of that. Then it goes on to Karban Chatas, the Kohen HaMashiach, the Palm Davisot Tzibor, the Nasi, and then the Chatas of the Yachid. Then you have the Olav Yored, that's certain Averos where the Torah allows the person, the Chote, to, if he can't afford to bring an animal, he can bring 2 birds. If he can't afford that, he can bring a Minchas Chote. Then you have the various Hashamos at the end of the Parsha, Hasham Me'ilos, Hasham Toluy, Hasham Zelos, at the end of Parshas Vayikra. All this was said, Me'olam Moed. Then we go to Parshas Tzav, and again Hashem continues to speak halachos that are more detailed about karbanos. You have the Hekta Chalav Be'ivar in the beginning of the Parsha, that they could stay and burn Kol HaLaila, Trumas Hadesh in the beginning of Parshas Tzav. Then you have more about the Mincha, details of the Mincha that weren't yet mentioned in Vayikra. We have the Minchas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen who's initiated as a Kohen for the first time. More details about the Chatas, the Asham, the Shlamin. And then the Torah sums it all up, the halfway through Parshas Tzav. Zos Mishchas Aaron, Mishchas Banav, Me'ishe Hashem, B'yom Hikvur, Samchang Hashem, Ashatziva Hashem, Lassis Lehem, and so on. Zos HaTorah, La'ola, La'mincha, La'chatas, V'la'asham, V'la'miluyim, V'zevach HaShlamim. So the Torah is summing up more or less everything you have in the beginning of Vayikra through halfway of Parshas Tzav, all of which was communicated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Me'ol Moed. Then you go halfway into Parshas Tzav and you have a description of what took place during Shivas Yimei HaMiluyim, which is mentioned originally in Tetzaveh as part of the tzivuy of it. And then you have it here, how Hashem says, take everybody, get them ready, dress Aaron, take all the karbanos that you need. And Moshe did what he's supposed to do. He took the Shemna Mishcha, he did the Meshicha and the Kelim and the Mishkan, and he did what he did with Aaron. He offered the karbanos. And basically that takes us to the end of Parshas Tzav. That Aaron Ubanav was stationed, Pesach Ol Moed, and then Vayhi Bayom HaShmini. Now, simple question here. Where do you place Parshas Vayikra and half of Tzav within the chronology? We ended Sefer Shmos, Parshas Pekudei, with the Shechina having rested on the Mishkan. And we know that day was Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the second year. That is a straight line to Parshas Shmini, which is when Aaron HaKohen initiated for the first time to be the Kohen Gadol. The second half of Parshas Tzav is the Shivas Yimei HaMiluyim when Moshe Rabbeinu was the Kohen Gadol. So now you have two choices. Something has to give in terms of the sequence. Vayikra El Moshe, all of these parashios from Vayikra until halfway in Tzav, were they stated, given over to Moshe Me'ol Moed, also after Hakamas HaMishkan? That would mean that there was more on the Yom HaKamas HaMishkan than the Gemara has. Not the Shemona Parashios, but also all of this, because the Mishkan now had Hashem's Shechina resting on it, and now Hashem speaks Me'ol Moed. All of these mitzvahs of the Karbanos. Or should we suggest that these Parashios of Vayikra and part of Tzav was said 7 days earlier? In other words, at the beginning of the Shivas Yimei HaMiluyim, when Moshe Rabbeinu is now to start as Kohen Gadol for 7 days, so the different karbanos that he's going to bring, so Hashem already gave Moshe from Ol Moed before the Shechina came down all of the halachas of karbanos, and then if that's the case, then the parsha of Vayikra is sort of going back, right, going back to the 7 days of Miluyim, even though parsha Pekudei ended with the Shechina resting on the Mishkan. On the other hand, if you say that Parshas Vayikra and Tzav is on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, then when the Torah gets to halfway into Tzav and goes back to the Shiv, then that's out of order. So something is going to be out of chronological order. So this is a famous Machlokes Rashi in the Ramban. The Ramban discusses this already at the end of Pekudei, but it also comes up in halfway in Tzav. When Rashi comments, Kaches Aaron and Revi and Tzav, Rashi says, this Parsha was Nemra Shivasya Mekodem HaKamas HaMishkan, the Ein Mukta Mucha Batorah. So Rashi would seem to be assuming that everything until now was Kiseder, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and now we're going backwards, and then we're going forward again with Yom HaShmini. And the Ramban doesn't like that. The Ramban, also Bikudei, he mentions this, feels that Hanachon Shenomai says here, Shenitztava Ba'akomas HaMishkan B'chav Gimel Adar, and Kasha Omer HaMishkan Al Ma'amado in B'chav Gimel Adar, Miyad, Karolo Hashem Yisbarach Shehu Yoshiv Akruvim and gave him all the details of Karbanos from Vayikra until here. Kiratza Lelamdo Masekor Karbanos Umishbeteim Kodim Sheyakruv Mehem Klal. Before Moshe does anything with Karbanos, let him hear all the details. Kiyesh BeKarbanos HaMiluyim Chatas Ola Shlamin. And you won't know the details unless you read these parashas. And therefore, the Ramban learns that Vayikra and the first part of Tzav really said Chav Gimel Adar. And then the Ramban and Pekudei adds that the Torah just gives you the climax of the Sefer to give you, Hashem's telling Moshe, there's going to be this day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the Shechina is going to come down. So the Torah doesn't leave us with a cliffhanger and just tell us, meanwhile, the mitzvahs that he said, Mechav Gim. The Torah gives us the flashing ahead to that great day. The Torah gives you the climax of Sefer Shmos, that on that day, the Shechina came down. To end sort of on a high note, to tell you that, in fact, that happened. Now the Torah goes back and gives you the mitzvahs that Hashem said from Chav Gimel Adar. So says the Ramban, and Rashi learns differently. The Maral and Parshas Tzav has an explanation of why Rashi learns the way he does, but it comes out something interesting, because in the Gemara in Gittin, the Gemara says there were 8 parshas number of Vayom, L'chora would be totally in this question. According to Rashi, So the Ramban points out at the end of Pekudei that there's such a medrash that sounds like Vayikra was really on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And Shemini should have been really put in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. So the Ramban says if that's the case, then Shtuya Yayin, which was said to Aaron, couldn't have been said on the day Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because Hashem wouldn't speak to Aaron before he speaks to Moshe. So Hashem's going to first speak to Moshe on the day of Hakamas HaMishkan, and then the death of Dagav and Aviyu, and then Shtuya Yayin would have been said the next day. Hashem is not going to speak to Moshe Vayikra right after the death of Nadav and Aviyu. It had to be at some point before that that Hashem said all of this, and then Shtuya Yayin would be the next day. The Gemara counts Shtuya Yayin as one of the eight parshas of Nemu Bo Vayom. On the other hand, according to the Ramban, the parshas Vayikra went back before, so then it's fine that the Gemara doesn't mention this as part of the mitzvahs of the Rosh Chodesh Nisan day. I found something interesting in one of this. It was in the Gala Mukos. This is something very a little bit drushy, but kabbalistic. Hidarko on the Indian of the Shmona Parshios. He says Shmona, we know, is a number that suggests supernatural, and the world, just like the Kohen Gadol wore Shmona Begadim. So he says that is mechuvan in some way, kineged the Dalet Osios of Havaya, Dalet Osios of Adnus. And therefore, we're talking about something ethereal, something which is like mamish from Olamos. So the Inyan of the eight parshas of Rosh Chodesh Nisan have a connection. It's above my pay grade, but the idea of Shmona Parshios is the Inyan of the Shmona Begadim and the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina and all the aspects of the Shechina, Veshemus VaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yudkei Vavkei, and Aleph Dalet. So we recognize that we're in a very, very special day in our calendar, Yochel Mirosh Chodesh, to take the koach of the day and to carry us forward as we go into the Yom Tov.